Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, Robert Knott is going to be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I'm delighted to welcome back to the program Catherine Freeman. She is the CEO of the United Way of Santa Fe County. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary. Always fun to be here.
So, this coming Sunday is July 4th, and it's not July 4th without Pancakes on the Plaza in Santa Fe, which is organized by the United Way, along with the New Mexican, the Santa Fe New Mexican, and the Rotary Club of Santa Fe. Now, the United Way has been doing this for years. This is the last year that you're doing Pancakes on the Plaza.
That's right. We've been, United Way of Santa Fe County has been involved in Pancakes about 8-9 years, something like that. And the last 2 years, we've partnered with the Rotary Club and with the Santa Fe New Mexican. And next year, we're handing off to those two great community partners to continue the tradition.
So Pancakes on the Plaza is basically, among other things, besides a way to socialize with every single resident of the entire county, is what it seems like. Everybody shows up. It's also a benefit for some wonderful organizations.
Right, right, absolutely. It is a great community event. It's one of the few times that the whole community ends up on the plaza together, no matter who we are and what, you know, walk of life we come from. So from that perspective, it's great. But it also raises money for United Way Santa Fe Children's Project and for the New Mexican Foundation and for the Rotary Foundation, so that, you know, all of us can put money, the money from the event, back into the community to support kids and families.
So tell us what the United Way of Santa Fe County is up to these days.
Yeah, great. Good question. We're not your mother's United Way. So, you know, when you think about United Way of Santa Fe County, it looks a little bit different. Our entire focus is on the Santa Fe Children's Project, which is a program or a series of programs and supports designed to support kids and families around kids' success in school, from prenatal through elementary school. So our thing is education and supporting public education to try to make sure that more kids graduate from high school in Santa Fe.
How do you support public education prenatally?
Yeah, great, really great question. The investment in prenatal and really early infant services is very profound, actually, and the work is really with the parents. We provide coaches for new parents around healthy child development, healthy family development, use of resources, and then really highly focused on early literacy skills, which you might think prenatally and, you know, right after a baby's born are not important, but they really, really, really are. The number of books that a baby is exposed to, the number of words that parents speak to babies all day, every day, the amount of stimulation, really all drive kindergarten readiness, which drives fourth grade reading levels, which drives high school graduation. And you
fourth
know,
grade reading levels.
That's fourth grade reading levels. Fourth grade reading levels are, I've had so much fun learning about this, are one of the most important milestones for a child's success in adulthood that we have. So kindergarten readiness, kids who enter kindergarten ready to learn, meaning able to socialize with other children, having good language skills, pre-literacy skills around vocabulary and those kinds of things. So kindergarten readiness tend to do better on fourth grade reading levels. Fourth grade is, between third and fourth grade is the time that kids' reading skills change from mechanical, technical, to comprehension. And fourth grade reading levels are the greatest predictor of high school graduation.
Is that right?
Isn't that amazing? So it's just, you know, it's a really important continuum to focus on.
The old cliche, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is something that we have yet to really internalize as a society. So there's so many reading problems that people have that really make it hard for them all throughout their lives.
Right.
And those problems could be prevented by the kinds of
remedies
you're talking about.
That's right, by the kinds of these programs. There's been really very profound research, economic research and other research that demonstrates the return on investment to society of kids who attend pre-K. And those returns to society are greatly reduced remedial education, greatly, greatly, greatly reduced prison cost, much higher academic performance, home ownership in adulthood. There's some really very good longitudinal 45-year studies.
Amazing.
You know, that talk about that. So for every dollar invested in pre-K or early childhood, there's between a $3 and a $17 return on investment, which is phenomenal. Where else do you get that? Nowhere.
Well, and the cost-saving part of it is huge, but also the having a harmonious and safe society part of it is huge.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not just jail costs, it's crime.
That's right. That's right. You know, people who feel good about themselves and are productive members of our society do great.
So what are the actual programs like? You work with young parents, for example?
And the first part of our continuum is something called the Firstborn Program, and it's targeted universal access. Of course, we don't have capacity to serve everybody, but it's targeted to parents of first-time babies in Santa Fe County. There are no admission, no economic criteria, any of those kinds of things.
So you don't have to be below a certain income threshold?
Absolutely not. You know, everybody has questions about parenting. I certainly did, when I had my babies. And that program is one that provides coaches, home visitors, if you will, to families. And home visitor or coach goes into the home up to once a week for 3 years if the family wants that. And
what do they do?
They deliver a really brilliant curriculum as the family needs it and wants it. So they talk about any questions the mom has. I mean, it's really driven by the mom, and the mom and the dad or the adoptive parent.
Right.
And it focuses on any questions they have about the baby. What can I expect of my baby's development? What are the developmental milestones? How do I talk to my baby? How do I play with my baby? They go in with a, big toolkit of the best toys and books, and, leave those things behind so that folks, have some sense of what they're doing about that.
I think one of the things that is hard for new parents is that they don't know what a child is capable of. So you see sometimes people yelling at little children who are supposed to be able to learn things that they are developmentally, literally, completely incapable of, like
Absolutely.
A year or two away from being capable of.
Right, right. So those are the kinds of things this talks about. You know, what are the developmental milestones? Where is your baby right now? And what are the appropriate expectations and those kinds of things?
And then where does it go from there?
It goes from there to pre-K. And we have a partnership with the Santa Fe Public Schools where the Santa Fe Children's Project provides free, again, universal access pre-K programs that are housed in the public schools for kids and their families. A lot of support for families there. And, again, it's a lot of play and a lot of really fun stuff for kids, but a, very definite focus on early literacy, early numeracy, being ready for kindergarten. And then after pre-K, we're working again with the Santa Fe Public Schools.
I have to say, it does sound a little funny being ready for kindergarten.
I know it does.
I mean,
if I
recall kindergarten, all we did all day was, well, we did some number stuff, but we just had a great time.
Yeah. I'll give you a great example about what we're talking about, because it does sound weird. And sometimes when we get in early childhood conversations, it's like, what is this about, getting ready for kindergarten? But if you imagine two kids, and they're both five, and both come from equally loving families who absolutely care about these kids and take care of them and all that in absolutely equal ways. One of those kids comes from a family that can afford a lot of enrichment for the child. So the home is full of books. The child knows how to use a computer. They know their ABCs just because they've been read to. They've taken family vacations. And you have another child with equally loving parents, but who lives in poverty. So the home hasn't had books, and the child's never been out of Santa Fe County, and they don't have a computer and know what it is.
Those and they two probably kids, watch too much TV.
Those two kids enter kindergarten on the same day, walk through the same door, and from that moment on, the exact same thing is expected of them. So really, for us, and we're mostly in lower-income schools in Santa Fe, it's about leveling the playing field for those two children.
Which, because they're still so young and their brains are still developing so quickly, is probably not that hard to do.
It's not hard to do at all if you do it then. It really isn't. I mean, the kids that come in as four-year-olds and haven't done anything before that catch up. When they're in third grade, they don't catch up.
Really?
You know, many of them never catch up. By then, they've already started to experience personal failure in school and, you know, not being up to speed with their peers. And, you know, it's very hard to catch up on those early literacy skills after a certain point. So
it's pretty remarkable. And then the experience of failure is also demoralizing,
absolutely.
And that plays a role.
Yeah, absolutely.
If these things are so important, why do we have private groups furiously and madly fundraising? Why aren't they just part of public programs?
Well, you know, I'm a great believer that all good stuff requires public and private contribution, and that public and private partnerships are really critically important to success. You know, government can't really afford to do all of it, although I certainly do hope, and it's begun to happen nationally and certainly in New Mexico, that we can sort out our priorities about these kinds of investments because they are so much less expensive and drive workforce development and everything else. But anyway, that's how I think about that, you know, is that public-private partnerships, so the raising of private dollars to couple with public dollars is really a great American approach to doing this stuff.
We're talking to Catherine Freeman. She is CEO of the United Way of Santa Fe County. So Pancakes on the Plaza this coming Friday, the 4th of July. And this is your last year doing it. Why are you stepping away?
It is our last year, and we're kind of sad about stepping away. But a couple of reasons. One is that our focus, as I was just talking about, is so much in education that after managing this event for about 8 years, our focus really needs to be on our work in education. And so we decided that the New Mexican and the Rotary were doing such a great job of this that we would step out at this point, largely because of capacity and because of the assurance that the event would continue. So,
what actually happens on the day of Pancakes on the Plaza for our listeners or visitors to Santa Fe who haven't actually been there?
Yes, if you've never been, please come down. It's a crazy wild day. We have a lot of sponsors who are on the plaza, which is really wonderful because that's a lot of how we raise money, and they give away a lot of really wonderful stuff. The gazebo on the plaza has entertainment for most of the morning and really great stuff that everybody loves. Manzanares is there, and there's a lot of dancing and carrying on and that kind of stuff. There's an arts festival, and the antique car show is down there.
That's right, yeah. The antique car show.
There's a kids' corner with, you know, the jumping tents and face painting and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, there are pancakes, 10,000 pancakes that are served by 500 volunteers from across the community. This year, Lieutenant Governor Diane Dennis will be kicking off the event. She has been one of the number one champions for early childhood issues in New Mexico, so we're really delighted to have her launch this event for our last time.
And And, of course, KSFR will be broadcasting live from the plaza as we do every 4th of July. Usually the Radio Cafe is broadcasting, but because this year it's Sunday, I'm not going to be there.
We will miss you.
I might be sleeping or maybe show up. We'll see. But Pancakes on the Plaza, ladies and gentlemen, this coming Sunday. Happy 4th of July, Catherine Freeman.
Happy 4th of July to you and to all of Santa Fe.
And thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, oh yes, this land belongs to you and me. As I went roaming that ribbon of a highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. Yes, this land belongs to you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, ooh, this land belongs to you and me. I roamed and rambled, I followed my footsteps across the golden sands of your diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice kept saying, oh, this land belongs to you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, oh Lordy, this land belongs to you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, ooh, this land belongs to you and me. This land belongs to you and me. This land belongs to you and me. This land belongs to you and me.
And that was Harry Belafonte doing This Land Is Your Land. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR. And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
There's Mary Charlotte, there's Robert Knott. On Friday mornings, we're kind of hot. How you doing, beauty?
Good.
Hey, listen, what's this thing about you and Oprah Winfrey? I hear that you've got this audition tape out there.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
And you're trying to get a gig in the big time. What's the story?
I don't know if I'm trying to get a gig in the big time, but a friend of mine wrote to me. She sent me an email, and she said, check this out. Oprah Winfrey is starting a new network, and they're having a national talk show host talent search. So I thought, all right, well, you know, she can search for me. So I uploaded a 3-minute video, and I'm having everybody vote for it. So if you want to...
Wait a minute, you made it yourself?
Well, no, I mean, I had a cameraman and an editor, and people helped
me. So you're on video for like 3 minutes.
I'm on video for 3 minutes, and I actually, in 3 minutes... I interview 5 people and then give a little sort of silly, not silly, but sort of funny little speech at the end about what I do. But if you want to vote for it, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to myown.oprah.com And then you can browse, and if you put my name in, if you put in Mary Charlotte, with or without a hyphen, it will come up and you can vote for it.
Excellent.
And it's not like I'm planning to leave here, but I just wanted to sort of see if it gets noticed and see where I stand in the national world, because I've just been doing this here for 7 years.
And ladies and gentlemen, just to make things clear, to increase her chances, she didn't include me in the video, so no worries.
I should have. I didn't think of that.
So before we go into all the great arts things, this friend that sent you the link about Oprah, did she send you any lewd photos of me?
No, I think that she deleted those off of her hard disk already.
Okay, that's good, because that was a crazy night. It is, what a night.
He's just making this stuff
up. What such a crazy night.
So, opening night of the opera, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you know about this Madame Puccini? I mean, about Butterfly, Dan.
Madame Butterfly. Role. I don't know anything about the production, but I'm going to see it. This year, I'm determined to see all five of the operas. And it's a story about a kind of silly, dumb, loyal little woman who gets married to a complete jerk of an American who then leaves her, and he was intending to leave her all along, but she was loving and loyal and had his baby, and it's a tragedy. But it's a tragedy that could have been avoided.
Yeah, but it's not avoided in this production, right?
No, it isn't, is it?
So you know how it ends, sort of like Titanic.
Yeah. And well, you don't know how Titanic ends until you see it.
What do you mean? I went back and watched the movie 8 times. I always keep thinking they're going to get off the boat at the end, but they the same ending.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I find the same thing with The Wizard of Oz.
The opera opens tonight. Look at Pasatiempo's cover coverage with James Keller leading the way, a new wonderful classical music
James
critic
Keller.
For the New Mexican Pasatiempo.
The opera, not to be confused with the opera.
Oh, just getting in your little plugs and having a little wordplay at my expense. That's fine. This is also the week of the Santa Fe Wine Fest out at the El Rancho de los Colandrinas. I'm going to find out that information for you so quickly that by the time you say, oh, no, not Robert, not again, I'm going to
have the information. Oh, no, not Robert, not again.
Okay, it's live music, arts and crafts, food concessions, and wine. Noon to 6 on Saturday, El Rancho de los Colandrinas. I love announcing that like it's Mexican wrestling. Also Sunday from noon to 6. They're at 334 Los Pinos Road. 21 and under gets in at a certain price. Ages 13 and 20, even cheaper. Here's a phone number, 471-2761. Santa Fe Wine Fest, Saturday, Sunday. And I can't wait for Christmas to come.
I can. I love summer. Hey, we're having a ticket giveaway, and Mary Lynn LeBlanc is here to tell us about it.
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, they're having a barbecue party with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Felix y Los Gatos.
Yay!
And this is tomorrow night, Saturday, July 3rd, starting at 5 o'clock. We have a pair of tickets to the first callers who call 428-1382.
Wonderful.
Remember that TV show those guys had? Felix y Los Gatos, those wonderful, wonderful gatos. Whenever they got in the fix, they reached right into the bag of tricks. I love that show. I didn't know that now they're doing shows. Listen,
whatever you say.
Thank you very much. Down in Madrid, they got a bluegrass festival going on.
Excellent.
2 days of music, barbecue, and games. Noon to 7 o'clock. The concert lineup for Saturday includes the Porter Draw, the Family Cole, and the Squash Blossom Boys. This will be at the Mineshaft Tavern down there, 2846 New Mexico 14. You got to pay to get in. 473-0743. That's both Saturday and Sunday, which is the 4th of July. So let's reiterate. The 4th of July means pancakes on the plaza. And you just did an interview with the United Way people.
Yes. So pancakes on the plaza is always really fun.
And what time is that at?
It's in the morning.
I know that because you're having pancakes, but like 7 a.m. you can get there.
I don't know.
My experience has been if you're not there by 8, you wait a long time.
My experience is if you are there by 8, then you're so tired that you don't even notice the thing in the first place.
Well, it's true. I heard you say in your interview you might stay in bed, and if that's the case, give me a ring. But so it's 7 to noon on the plaza, pancakes, not too expensive to get in. And there's music, and there's other antics, and antique car show, arts and crafts fest, live music. People love this thing in Santa Fe, don't they?
It really is fun. I mean, I'm not actually a great lover of big crowds. It's one of the reasons I like living here and not a big city. But there is something to be said for Pancakes on the Plaza. It's big. It's different from other big crowd things. There's a lot of people there. And if you want to go to the other end of town at Jackalope on July 4th at 12:30, 1:30, and 2:30, there are puppet shows. Oh. Barbara Mayfield wrote me a note. They're free and open to the public.
Boy.
They're on the outside stage under the cottonwood tree.
I love puppet shows.
Mingo P. Flamingo will be there.
Oh, boy. It's for kids and everything?
Kids like you.
Meanwhile, I'm going to go out of town starting tomorrow morning.
You are not.
I'm heading south down 285 to the Roswell UFO Festival.
Is that this weekend?
Yes, I have to go down and do some investigating. They've always got me in these big stories, you know, find the alien bodies and all that. It runs Friday through Monday down in Roswell, straight down 285. There's going to be the Aliens and Cinema Parade. Top Secret Magic is a new play by Mary Martin, not to be mistaken with the gal that played Peter Pan about 60 years ago. Book signings, a groundbreaking for the new UFO Museum as opposed to the old one. And I think this coincides with the 4th of July, so I'm guessing they're going to send off fireworks, which will probably act as like secret signals for the aliens up above to see.
Yeah, that's probably right.
So if you want to go to Roswell, your voice suggests you don't believe me. It's down there this weekend. Check out RoswellFestival.com. And if you're down there, try to find me.
Yeah, because the aliens of infinitely superior intelligence need our fireworks to signal to each other.
Look, we're not the smartest people here on this earth, so
no,
all we have are fireworks.
I know.
So we send them up and we hope it sends a signal, you know, like...
And what do you suppose that signal is trying to communicate?
We need cash. Tonight there's various art openings, so let's plug a few. Bellis Artist, for example, has Ruth Duckworth, Modernist Sculpture. Through August 28th. Reception is actually Friday, July 9th. See the story on page 50. Evoke Gallery, 130 Lincoln Avenue, and I'm not making this up, so don't freak out, re-presenting The Nude. Group show. I guess all the artists will be naked. Reception 5 to 8. That's through July. Evoke is at 130 Lincoln. Manitou around the corner at 123 Palace has Miguel Martinez and Nicolas Herrera, two excellent santeros, 5 to 7:30 p.m. tonight. Meow Wolf has a show called Habitats, group multimedia installation, reception 5 to 9. And Rob DeWalt wrote a nice piece on him in today's Paso Tiempo. And Peterson Cody, which has this great paintings I love on 130 West Palace, has interior spaces, new paintings by Sherry Lohr and Jim McVicker, reception 5 to 7:30 p.m.
Excellent.
Yeah, a lot of openings.
A lot of openings, and I got an announcement from Earthworks Institute, and they're having an event called Stories of the Land, Campfire Storytelling. The theme is, how have people eked out a living in the Galisteo Basin over time? Jan Willem Janssens, Bill Baxter, and Thor Sigstedt will be there. And it's Saturday, tomorrow, from 7 to 9 in the evening. Bring your own picnic, and it's the Cowboy Shack in the Galisteo Basin Preserve, west of Lamy. And for more information, 982-9806. And there's a suggested donation.
We mentioned Jackalope earlier, and they're going to have the summer music season starts tonight with Willie Jim doing Swing-a-Billy. And that's actually, according to the Paso Tiempo calendar, at 12:30 today.
Excellent.
So if you're over there looking at prairie dogs and buying stuff, check out Willie Jim, free.
And the tickets are gone, ladies and gentlemen, so don't keep calling Mary Lynn.
I'm glad you told me. I was just about to ring her on my cell phone. Guess what's happening tonight?
What?
At Temple Beth Shalom on Barcelona Road.
I don't know. What?
Jewish Humor, Over the Top, Under the Table, and Beyond the Pale by Rabbi Marvin Schwab, first in a series of five lectures examining
humor. Is he going to tell jokes, or is he going to lecture about jokes?
He's looking about humor in the Talmud. I don't know much about that, but he's suggesting there is some.
Excellent.
7:30 tonight at the Temple, 205 East Barcelona Road. It's free. I'll give you a phone number. 982-1376.
There's a great Jewish humor website whose URL I can't remember right now, but it's very funny. You can just basically watch people telling jokes. Some of them are good.
Theater-wise, Circus City is at the Wise Fool New Mexico studio at 7 o'clock tonight. It's a musical by students of Bust Performance Camp 2010, about which I know nothing. But I do know Wise Fool is an exciting little space out there, Agua Fria Street, 2778D, as in delightful. Sliding scale admission, ages 10 and under, even cheaper. Call 992-2588. And theater work continues Shakespeare's The Tempest, 7:30, James A. Little, New Mexico School for the Deaf.
Excellent.
Got to pay to get in, 471-1799. You mentioned Big Black Voodoo Daddy for your ticket giveaway, but for those of that didn't get the ticket giveaway, they can still go to the concert, 5 o'clock Saturday, out at the Santa Fe Brewing Company.
And I want to make an announcement. I got a couple of emails and a bunch of Facebook posts about this, and they asked me to announce it. So two dogs have been missing here in Santa Fe since Sunday the 13th of June from the area at the intersection of Airport Road and the 599 bypass. Their names are Violet and Daisy, and I've seen pictures of them, and they're totally cute, kind of medium-sized dogs, 35 to 40 pounds, mostly black with some white markings on them. They're not wearing collars. They're not microchipped. They're very friendly. They love to play ball. Their family misses them. So if you have even seen them, or if you have them, call 505-695-9238. And if you've missed that number, you can write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org.
I found a stray dog on East Palace near my apartment the other day who fortunately had tags.
Oh, my goodness.
He had gotten loose from his backyard. He was thirsty. I gave him some water, and his tags and the phone number were there, so I called the owner. 10 minutes later, she came for him, very grateful. So make sure your doggy has tags. I know we're preaching mostly to the choir, but we've had this discussion before. Make sure the shots are updated and tags are there.
So I got my dogs microchipped.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's very inexpensive, and you can do it down at the satellite. You can do it any vet's office, I think, but you can do it at the satellite clinic down there near... it's near Outback Steakhouse, the veterinary
complex,
animal shelter clinic.
There's an all-ages swing dance on Saturday night, 9 o'clock at Oddfellows Hall, 473-0955. Not too expensive to get in there and check it out. Monday night, which is the 5th of July, it's going to be a holiday, I imagine, for federal, state, local government. So keep that in mind.
But not for the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Or the Santa Fe New Mexican. We'll be there, but it's going to be a quiet day, I think. But having said that, Santa Fe Bandstand is kicking off its summer free music with Outside In Productions and the City of Santa Fe teaming up. And so at noon, they're going to have the Trio Jalapeño de Antonia Apodaca, as well as jugglers and musicians, the Clan Tinker Family Circus. And then at night, I think they're going to have the Shannon McNally and Hot Sauce. It's no charge at noon and 6, generally Monday through Thursday. And people that live in the downtown area like me can often hear that music at night and head on down there and dance. And the only thing I don't like about it, although I'm delighted that Channel 16 films it, is that suddenly you like, you know, Saturday night you have nothing to do, so you turn on Channel 16, you're hoping to catch Key Largo with Humphrey Bogart and Claire Trevor, and there's like Santa Fe Bandstand, and there's people dancing, and there's this goofy tall guy with glasses, a pasty face babbling, and it's me, and I can't stand that. So
you're not so pasty face. In fact, whenever you're here, you turn bright red. Like you're doing now.
That's because you're flirting with me.
I'm not. Hey, it's the Santa Fe Rueda Festival this weekend. And for those of you who don't know what Rueda is, it is a form of basically salsa dancing where you dance in a big circle and there's a caller who calls out the moves and everybody does the same salsa moves at the same time. And I think it is the number one, in my view, most fun thing that there is on planet Earth. Of anything, of all the fun things you could possibly choose to do, dancing salsa rueda is the funnest of the fun. Well, and there's some great teachers coming in from San Francisco whom I met last night. Actually, I've met them before because I studied with them last year, named Ryan and Sydney, and they're fantastic. And for more information, you can go to santarueda.com. Rueda is spelled R-U-E-D-A. It means wheel in Spanish.
That sounds fun.
God, it's fun.
Chocolate milkshakes at the Zia Diner are also deliciously fun. They make great
milkshakes. It depends who you're drinking milkshakes with.
If you're by yourself and you're drinking a milkshake, it's okay. It can be fun.
It's not as much fun
as when you're with one of your doggies and they want to sip from the straw.
As when you're drinking one milkshake with two straws with somebody who's nice.
One milkshake, two straws. Folk art breakfast on Monday with the curator. There's going to be a talk and a tour of the Museum of International Folk Art with the museum's curator of Latin American folk art, as well as a co-op artist from Latin America, 8:30 Monday at 706 Camino Lejo on Museum Hill. You got to pay, 467-1207. And because it says folk art breakfast, I assume you get food.
Breakfast does indicate food. That sounds great. And let's see, tonight from 9 until 2 in the morning at the Lodge in Santa Fe is Vibes. Vibes is a, well, first of all, it's the kickoff to the Santa Fe Rueda Festival. And so there'll be a lot of salsa dancers there tonight, we hope. And it's sort of, Vibes is not pure salsa music. It's like reggaeton and Caribbean music of all kinds. And ladies free before 10 o'clock.
That's good. What happens after 10 o'clock?
They have to pay.
Voices from the past. John L. Kissel, who's the UNM history professor emeritus, is going to be speaking about a long time coming, the 17th century Pueblo-Spanish War, at 6 o'clock Monday night at the Hotel Santa Fe, 1501 Paseo de Peralta. You have to pay to get in. It's part of Southwest Seminars Lecture Series, 466-2775, if you want a history lesson on Monday night. And on Tuesday, did you know that the Santa Fe photography workshop presentation is going to have Michael Webb and Elizabeth Opalinek?
No.
Doing some slide presentations of work and a talk at 8:30.
They're great. I always mean to try to get some of those people on the air, and I just, please forgive me if you guys are listening. I have not done it, and they're amazing, amazing photographers from all over the place.
So you should email Mary Charlotte and try to get on the air for the summer. I know Michael Webb. He's a good photographer, a good guy, good teacher. 8:30 Tuesday night at Santa Fe Prep in the auditorium. It's free. I'll give you a phone number. 983-1400 extension 11. On Wednesday, we're having Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Gallery Talk called Day by Day in Every Way, Appreciating Art and Improving Health by Robin Vedder, Pennsylvania State University Humanities and Art History Visual Culture Assistant Professor. This is part of the Georgia O'Keeffe Abstraction Exhibition, 7 o'clock Wednesday night at the Education Annex, 123 Grant Avenue, really inexpensive to get in, 946-1039.
And the SOFA West exhibition opens next week, and we'll probably talk about it more a week from today, but I think it opens Thursday.
It opens Thursday night, so it's good that you're mentioning it because it's a four-day fair with international art exhibits, lectures, special events, noon to 6, Thursday, first day, Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street. You can get a day pass or a four-day pass. The four-day pass is hardly more expensive. Here's a phone number, 800-563-7632. And there's a story in Paso Tiempo today on page 52 about SOFA West.
Yes, and what does here's the $64 question. What does SOFA stand for?
Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
So, of... fine arts?
Sculpture, objects, function, and functional art. Sculpture, objects, and functional art. SOFA.
So I don't get the $64?
No, you do not.
How about $5 just to get me lunch today?
We'll have to talk about that after the show. But there is a lecture by Karen Lamonte that the Friends of Contemporary Art is sponsoring. It's part of SOFA, and it's at the New Mexico Museum of Arts at the St. Francis Auditorium at 10 o'clock on Thursday of next week, 10 in the morning.
Thursday night, there's also a couple of art openings. Patina Gallery at 131 West Palace has Whispering Tones, turned wood vessels by Merete, M-E-R-E-T-E, Larson, with a reception at 5 p.m. Show runs through July 11th. I like the title of that, and I like that lady's name. Or Merete, I shouldn't assume it's a woman. Also, Shiprock Santa Fe has an opening that night. New sculpture and paintings by Sheldon Harvey, 6 to 8 p.m. We're talking Thursday night. Shiprock's at 53 Old Santa Fe Trail. And Thursday night's Bluegrass at the Lenzic with Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Story in today's Paso Tiempo, page 22. Got to pay to get in. 988-1234.
Now, did you mention the Wise Fool... original,
I did.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
And what do you think of Joan Rivers? You like her?
Yeah.
Great documentary at CCA.
Oh, good.
And this is coming from a non-fan of Joan Rivers.
I have a soft spot for Joan Rivers.
She's terrific in this documentary. It's only like 80 minutes long. It tells her story so quickly. with humor, with
she's hilarious.
Drama, with a sense of perspective of who she is as a human being. I loved it. It is there at CCA. Go see it.
Also at CCA, The Sun Behind the Clouds, and that is a movie. It's a documentary about Tibet today and the whole Free Tibet movement and whether Tibet is looking for actual independence from China or that the middle way that the Dalai Lama talks about. And it's a really, really good and interesting movie. It definitely expanded my awareness about Tibet and what's going on there and the Tibetan exile community. And it's at 4:30 on Saturday and 12:30 on Sunday, the 4th of July. And directors Ritu Sarin and Tenzing Sonam will be there. And I talked to them the other day here on the show and had a very interesting, I thought interesting, interview with Tenzing. So check it out. That's at the CCA. And they can be found at ccasantafe.org or 982-1338.
And I believe the screen is bringing back the 1948 British classic, The Red Shoes.
Oh,
which played
really?
Earlier this year.
Let me look at the screen showtime.
And meanwhile, let me bring up tonight the Gala Arts District Art Walk, 5 to 7 p.m., downtown area Santa Fe. Participating are Scotia Gallery, Alan Hauser, Blue Rain, David Richard Contemporary, Evoke and Legend Santa Fe, as well as Neiman Fine Art. Every single one of them are doing the figure and or nudes. I'm not making this up. It doesn't mean you'll necessarily see me there, but chances are you will.
Hey, at the screen, besides the Red Shoes, they have Anton Chekhov's The Duel. I don't know if it's still there. You've got to check the show times, but somebody keeps telling me that that movie is fantastic. If you like Chekhov, or even if you don't know the work of Chekhov very well, you should go see it. And it's good to go see things at the screen anyway just to support them because they're a fabulous movie theater.
I think it's gone now, according to the Pasta Tiempo Chili's, which are pretty good. I'm going to throw out a bunch of movies real quickly. Aside from Joan Rivers at CCA and The Sun Behind the Clouds at CCA, The Art of the Steal is still playing at the screen.
Oh, good. That's supposed to be great as well.
Get Him to the Greek, a very amusing, sweet, profane comedy at Regal Stadium 14. Girl with a Dragon Tattoo holding on at the screen. Mother and Child, which I did not like, is at Regal de Vargas, but people are going to see it. Please Give, which I love, is at Regal de Vargas. And The Secret in Their Eyes, a terrific Argentine picture at Regal de Vargas. You can also still catch Toy Story 3, The Twilight Saga, Iron Man 2, all those big blockbuster sequels.
Arte Bella Gallery at 235 Don Gaspar is having an opening.
Bella.
Oh, you did celebrating? Did you do that? Celebrating summer?
I did, but I mispronounced it, so go ahead.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I said Artis Bellas. I like to make fun of those things, but I shouldn't.
Arte Bella.
Did we talk about empowering women artisan cooperatives that transform communities?
Go for it.
At the Museum of International Folk Art,
1 to 4 p.m.
yeah. Sunday.
I'm going to be talking about that next week. Wednesday, I've got a folk art show to beat the band. Well, actually, we've got a band on it. This Cuban band called Tradición is going to be on my show on Wednesday morning.
That's excellent. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
What does it mean to beat the band? What, do you go up and knock around the guitar player and stuff?
Yeah, that's a good question. What is the origin of that? I don't know. We'll find out. I'll look it up.
Isn't it like trying to beat something like by a deadline? Remember Beat the Clock on TV back in the 60s? I used to love that show when it wasn't up against I Dream of Jeannie. Oh, Barbara Eden's writing her memoirs. I'm hoping they'll be naughty, but probably not. She had a great navel. Anyway, Beat the Band. What's that mean?
She had a great navel?
Yeah, she was the genie. The guy popped her eye and said, oh, three wishes. She got like 5 years of a sitcom comedy, all these wishes.
Okay. I'm getting this off of phrases.org.uk. In the early 1900s, band concerts were popular and bands often played at ceremonial events. The band would be the most audible and conspicuous entity around. Any action or performance which outdid the band was remarkable.
Wait a minute. What do you mean any performance it out that somebody else was playing while the band was going?
I don't know.
That's a crazy.
I don't know
band.
If that's true.
Well,
it was one of those things that somebody posted, so you never...
Well, the British people are usually a little smarter with this stuff. That's why you have the BBC on your KSFR show.
Oh, wait a minute. No, here we go. Here we go. Beat the Band... Another one? Beat the Band was a musical quiz show heard on NBC Radio from 1940 to 1944.
And? That doesn't tell me anything.
No, it doesn't, does it?
You know, it sounds like a bunch of thugs were unhappy with the music choices and said, let's go beat the band. And a fight broke out. All right, somebody out there, email Mary Charlotte with the answer.
More on that next week. No, I'm sure I can find it.
We're just a week away while you're looking from the Santa Fe Desert Chorale's Glorious Voices Timeless Music Summer Festival. Starts on July 13th with Song of Songs. You're going to have a number of things to go take care of. We'll talk about that more next week. In case you're wondering, you can check out desertchorale.org or call 988-1234.
Don't forget.
Go ahead.
On Monday on the Radio Cafe, I'm interviewing Alex Hurd, who wrote this amazing book called The Eyes of Willie McGee. Did you hear about that?
I did, because sorry to beat the band, but that's been reviewed in today's Pasa Tempo.
Oh, good.
So keep going. Yeah, you should
check it out. No, I'm spending the whole hour actually talking to him about this book. Willie McGee was an African-American man in Mississippi who was executed for a rape of a white woman that he may or may not have committed. And whether he did it or not, and whether he was having an ongoing relationship with the woman, and so on, that's all explored in this book.
And there's a book signing he's doing it Thursday at Collected Works at 6 p.m., and you're going to have him on the show when?
Monday morning.
Good. Take a look at this show. Take a look at the book review in today's Pasa. And this is crazy but delightful, because I was joking about Christmas earlier. From 9 to 5 on Sunday, part of which time, of course, the pancake breakfast takes place, Susan Topa Weber, who runs Susan's Christmas Shop, will be having a book signing at the corner of Palace and Washington for her new book, Christmas in Santa Fe, which looks at the history and traditions of Christmas in this town. Beautiful photos. There's a little subtext in today's Pasa Tempo written by me. Call 983-2127. But the truth is, if you're on the plaza, wander over to Palace in Washington. It's 9 to 5. The book isn't coming out for like another 2 months, but she's doing this preview book signing. And so if you're dying to buy the book for somebody, you think it'd be a good thing for, you know, mom or dad or tourists are in town, consider it. Christmas in Santa Fe, everybody loves that time of year. It's the most wonderful time.
And on Tuesday, the 6th of July, at Collected Works Bookstore, the book Land Art New Mexico, which is from Radius Books, and we did a show about it the other day, will be celebrated, and they're going to be talking about it, and all sorts of people have written in this book and done art project. It's a great, it's a wonderful book about art and the land.
Good.
Yes.
Rob DeWalt's column talks about various things happening this week, like the Tel Aviv trio Monotonics playing at Corazon, 7 o'clock Monday. Also talks about the Hold Steady playing 7:30 Thursday at Santa Fe Brewing Company. Rob's keeping his pulse on the finger, or his finger on the pulse of the music scene here. Take a look, see what's happening there on page 85 of Pasa Tiempo. We'll have Rob on in a couple more weeks to do shtick with us. There's a Ghost Ranch photo contest, both amateur and professional work sought. Deadline is the end of August, small submission fee. Check out ghostranch.org. And the Santa Fe Opera is looking for auditions for students in grades 9 to 12. 1 to 4 to p.m. Sunday, August 1st, at the Opera Ranch Lounge. It's for the Santa Fe Opera Young Voices. Call 986-5999. I imagine if you go on the santafeopera.org, you'll find info. Well, I think time's up. It's been wonderful to have you. I'm sorry you didn't get the magic word. Join us next week for another fun show of the You Bet Your Life or You Beat the Band.
Oh, my goodness. You do that so well that it's scary.
Yeah, I want to find out about that beating up the band.
And meanwhile, go to myown.oprah.com.
For Mary Charlotte.
And Cass, apparently you
can you imagine if you became Oprah's sidekick?
Well, she's retired. She's starting a network.
You'd be like the Ed McMahon.
Anyway, you can vote as many times as you want.
You could have me on the show. I'd show up once in a while.
I'd have you on the show. It's what we might call a long shot. But I want to get lots of votes. And
okay, so help us vote for Mary Charlotte. Where do we go? Tell us one more time.
Myown.oprah.com. My own, OWN stands for Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh, boy.
So it's a fun.
I'm really delighted. I'm proud of you.
Listen, Robert Knott, you are wonderful. It's great to have you. As always, Robert Knott is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and some great articles that you've been writing, by the way.
Thanks. I'm really enjoying it. I still give Pasa Tempo one story a week, movie review this week and movie review next week, so I'm still tied to them, but more and more education, less arts, but I'm still there, and thank you very much.
So you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil's wonderful computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn for engineering. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta.
If I go to Roswell this weekend and I don't come back next Friday, I've been abducted.
Yeah, well, we'll send some fireworks up to signal for you.
You wise girl.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Ciao.